learning, eating, and praying. Those were the most important things in the early church. Learning about God and about their faith in God, breaking bread together at the table, and praying with and for their other brothers and sisters in Christ. Even today, gathering at the table to share in food and fellowship is part of the very DNA of churches around the world. It's part of what makes Wednesday suppers so special and carry-in meals and special dinners that we have here at Second. There is something sacred and holy about eating together and the time that we spend in our community of faith at the table, learning and eating and praying. And this even extends to our fellowship that we enjoy among our own group of friends around a restaurant table or around the family table. Whether it's a giant pot of spaghetti or the pot roast that has been on for hours, or even a birthday cake ablaze with candles, our lives are full of these memories, great memories that we have of time spent with loved ones in a chair pulled up at a table. Jesus gathers all kinds of people to sit with him at the table. We know that he broke bread with sinners and saints, but mostly with what I like to call saintly sinners, like the disciples and like us. And just as he broke bread at the table with friends, so we too break bread together, actively recalling and reliving stories of fishes and loaves and manna from heaven and water pouring forth from a rock and of water turning into wine. When we eat, we live our faith. I like that so much. I'm going to say it again. When we eat, we live our faith, praising God with glad and sincere hearts. On the night before Jesus was arrested, it was just a regular table they were sitting at. But as his story unfolded, that regular old table transformed into the Lord's table. And when we come to the Lord's table, we are given just a little taste, a little glimpse, a little hint of what's to come in heaven at the table. We learn when we come to the table that in the kingdom, the poor will be rich. At the table in the kingdom, we learn that the hungry will be filled. At the table in the kingdom, we learn that those who wept now laugh. And at the table in the kingdom, those who were excluded and reviled and mocked on account of the Son of Man, well, they will be rejoicing and leaping with joy, for they have received their reward. I can just picture a great banquet table, spread out with food as far as the eye can see, going from one side to the other. And all along that table are chairs, lining each side. Big chairs, small chairs, tall chairs, short chairs, fancy chairs, simple chairs, chairs that are battered around the bottoms, like the ones in my family's kitchen. And at this table, filling a lot of those chairs, are people. All the saints from the church, from all times and all places. I can just see them sitting there laughing, telling jokes or stories, maybe asking for another helping of mashed potatoes, or a second or a third piece of pie. This is heaven, you know. I think we get more than one piece of pie. So as far as the eye can see, going either way, there are chairs at this table, including some empty ones sprinkled along the way. Empty chairs which have not yet been filled by their owners because we're still here on earth. I've now led 6 funeral services in 2 months, which is a personal record for me, but not one that is uncommon to most pastors. It's sort of an occupational hazard of ministry. But it makes me particularly aware of our time at the table on this All Saints Sunday, knowing that the foretaste we get here at the table is just the beginning of what the saints of the church are enjoying fully there. As Paul writes in Ephesians about these saints, those who are saints are those who have been given a spirit of wisdom and revelation as they come to know him, and that with the eyes of their hearts enlightened. What a great phrase that is. With the eyes of their hearts enlightened, they know what is the hope to which he has called them. They know the riches of his glorious inheritance and the power of his greatness. They know these things in ways that we will never know them until we take our seats at the table. These saints have run the good race and they have fought the good fight, and they now wear a crown of righteousness. They have taken their seat at the table. So when we receive God's free gift of grace and forgiveness won for us by the blood of Jesus Christ, we get our name on a seat at the table. One day we will get to sit down at the table and join in the conversations and the jokes and the storytelling. And one day we will join with the rest of the saints in heaven as they sing praises to God, saying things like, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And saying things like, "Heaven and earth are full of your glory, Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." So here, at the Lord's table, we get a little taste of this heavenly banquet when we gather and share in the Lord's Supper, when we eat the bread and drink from the cup. We look forward to the day when we, too, will sit in an empty chair that has our name on it at God's great big banquet table, where we will praise God with glad and sincere hearts. So as we gather at the table here today, and even as you go home and gather at a table with family or friends, we remember that when we eat, it is a sacred and holy time because we live our faith at the table, remembering God's provision for us, recognizing that God calls us to provide for others, and celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ is the bread of life, broken for us. This morning at the table, we will celebrate that the saints from our lives have found their chairs at God's great big banquet table, and that through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we too have a chair waiting for us at the table. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you would please stand and join with me in the affirmation of faith that is printed in your bulletin.